That's your voice. All right.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yogi T in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty much there. Pretty all much right. there. I just need to clear my throat.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Day, me say 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 day. Daylight come and me won't go home. Work all night on a drink of rum.
Daylight come and one go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Lift 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day, me say day o.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day, me say day, me say day, me say day.
Daylight come and me one go home.
A beautiful bunch. I'm banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Lift 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come.
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home. Daylight come and me one go.
Shit, dude. Hello and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.
All right.
Yes.
How are you doing, Cheeky Chops?
Cheeky Chops.
All right.
I'm all right.
Yeah, how's the week been? All right.
Yeah. It's been... a roller coaster.
Not a love roller coaster like the Chili Peppers.
No,
song.
Like an X Factor roller coaster. Ooh. Like an up and a down.
Yeah.
You know, you get your ups.
Yeah.
Get you down.
Did you have a key change where you stood up out of your seat?
Yeah,
and
I did all that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I had that yesterday out in the garden.
Yeah.
With the headphones on. Forgot where I was with my fly mode. Started doing the...
Pulling the stars down.
Pulling the stars down.
Clenching that fist.
Yeah, one time I was proper going for it on the lawn. I'm like... And then I
just like sort of suddenly sort of look up and see some kids bouncing a trampoline over the back fence and just like looking at you going, what... is going on.
But I spent bank holiday Monday out in the gardens cutting the lawns.
Oh, nice.
Front and back, communal lawns, my own back garden.
Any movement on the old fourth quarter, as it were?
Well, I actually spent a lot of time, more time out on the front lawn than what I have done before.
Yeah, because you've actually not been doing it fully because
it looks pretty smart. just recently, the neighbours, they're stepping it up.
Okay.
And we're all becoming
quite
happy green.
Family.
Yeah, we're all becoming like gardening,
good.
Gardening bastards.
Hey!
Oh, what, oh, oh. Oh, we are gardening bastards. Oh, what, oh, wow. We are very green.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
what, oh, wow. Etc. Etc.
Yeah.
So that's good. She went out after I did yesterday.
Good.
And cut her lawn. So not bad. I got my neighbours all productive on Bank Holiday Monday.
Nice work. How about that for you? How about that? Well, to be honest with you, Bank Holiday Monday, I end up working. Yeah. Just long story short, there's sort of four or five people who do the same job as I do at work, and being there's four or five bank holidays, kind of do one each year, and this was my turn, so I ended up working. But the bank holiday weekend in general was pretty good. Out on Saturday night,
kids off again this week.
Well, the thing is, they've missed their trick here because they've lost out on an extra day of school because the bank holiday is in the half term.
No, I'm glad they've missed out on tricks, mate. I think kids are having far too much time off.
My kids seem
to be at home more than what they're at preschool at the moment. They're always off.
Always off.
May, it's been busy for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fucking busy for me as well. They've been off for most of it.
Double teaming you.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You got to have eyes everywhere, don't you?
Yeah. A bit more tiring this week.
But they're back. They're back next week.
And and then they'll be off probably the week after that. Who knows?
No, they won't.
6 weeks coming up soon.
Yeah, but that's like July. July. That's way off.
I tell you, I am glad that my boys are going to have to stay at school until they're 18. So happy.
Are you sort of secretly hoping they may extend that to the age of 21?
By the time they
compulsory.
Get to 16, they go, 21 now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, boys.
Oh, bad luck.
Work done.
Bad luck.
I love it. I love all these new
ones.
Everyone's
at 16, you can send
them out
to work.
Talking about like making school days longer as well, from like 8 till 6.
Yeah, we can live with that.
Perfect. You know, can all get shit done then, can't we? You can teach my kids, I can earn a living. We'll all be happy.
Unemployment will be down because there'll be a need for more teachers because there's longer hours.
That's right. You know?
Oh, dear.
Win-win. Everyone's
a winner. We've solved half the nation's problems in the first 5 minutes of the podcast.
What
how about that?
A fucking podcast.
Absolutely. Oh, good stuff.
Anything
good
else? Stuff. Have we had anything exciting? Because my week has just been about gardening and kids.
Gardening and kids. Well, yeah, I mean, bank holiday weekend.
That was nothing special.
I mean, no, I had celebrations. My cousin was 30 last week, so we went out. And I must admit, I haven't been out.
Right.
Which is, you know, a phrase of... Yeah, just a bit. Right. I mean, we were there
did
about...
You have to catch the last train home from London.
No, we were there so late.
Right.
We were probably nearer the first train home Sunday morning than we were the last train home Saturday night. So we got a cab.
So you had to just like...
Got a cab.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Well, it wasn't that bad, in fairness. I didn't think it was
when
too
steep.
When
I got caught up in London, I just stayed in London.
Look, going from Covent Garden, so in the centre of London...
Cab from London back here.
2 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning...
Yeah.
Bank holiday weekend as well, so you know the fares are going to be ranked up even further.
Mm.
You know, back from central London all the way out to where I live, which is, you know, a fair distance, wasn't too bad at all.
Door to door,
20 quid ahead. 20 quid ahead.
How many?
Four of us.
He did all right that night, didn't he?
Well, yeah, exactly, and we were like one of the first lifts of the night, weren't we? So, but no, it was a good night, a very good night. Lots of cocktails were had, lots of beer was had, and there was a cracking band on as well. Cool. Really good band.
All right.
But that's been my week, really.
Sure. You're right. Dropping stuff and
everything. Yeah, so when you chuck that on the floor, go on. Sort yourself out.
That's my podcast pen.
Podcast pen.
All the piece.
On the floor.
Right.
By the way, mate.
Yeah.
Looking glowing.
Glowing?
Glowing at the moment, yeah.
It's because I've been out in the...
In the sunshine.
In the garden yesterday. It was cloudy all day.
Looking tidy.
But, you know, I caught tan from it.
It's good. It's nice. It's nice this time of year because you get the sunshine out.
My rating higher?
Oh, it's definitely. We're going 7.8.
Yeah,
yeah. We're almost reaching an 8. Boom. Absolutely. I'm liking the fact that the hair is cool now.
Thank
the
you.
Beard
had
definitely.
That chop last week.
The beard is definitely
it's back
in
it. It is
definitely
proper
back.
Beard.
It is.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's kind of back to how it was before. Man at the barber's shaved my cheeks off.
It didn't take long. Didn't take long at all to fill it out.
I went to have my hair chopped.
Yeah.
Back at
Did they?
The barbers.
Did they say, did you want that trimmed as well?
Well, the guy who cut it originally, who did the good job, this is going to get confusing.
Yeah.
First time I went in, found out £5.64 beard trim. He did it well, so I thought, this is great.
Yeah.
Second time I went in, different guy, same price. He shaved off my cheeks. I wasn't happy.
No.
So I went in to get my hair cut because they've always done my hair well.
Yeah, well, you know.
I like their work. So I went back for my hair.
Yep.
To the first guy who trimmed my beard.
Originally
well.
Trimmed it well.
And he asked me, do you want your beard trimmed today? My reaction was,
hell no.
No. I was like, it got really messed up last time. Now he wasn't there last time.
Did you tell him?
Well, he wasn't there last time, so he didn't know that I had been hit in after I had seen him.
Seen him last time.
Yeah, so it all got very confusing,
yeah,
mate.
But did you not tell him that you'd been in?
And
did you not tell him you'd been in since?
I did after, but he thought he had messed up. It all got really, really confusing.
Oh, it's all cleared now. He's okay. He didn't hurt his feelings or anything.
No one touched the beard. It's fine. The beard.
Absolutely. There it is. On your face.
Cool. All over your face.
All over your face.
Right.
Excellent stuff.
I think we should go for a quiz, mate.
Quiz? All right.
Yeah,
mate.
I'm in the mood.
Yeah? Right.
The theme to this week's quiz at the weekend, this just popped up on the playlist in my house.
Said I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm
Bit
Luke,
his lobby.
I'm five,
this
and
lobby.
My dad's Bruce Lee.
Drives yeah. me
round and the JCB song. I saw these live at a festival once, Lee, mate.
Drives me round in his JCB. It's a good song. It's a good summer song.
Saw them live at a festival.
Yeah.
After they released this. Festival called Greenbelt, held on Cheltenham Racecourse.
Yep.
And, you know, when you have a massive hit like this, which it was,
yeah,
you kind of leave that track till the end because then the
it's
crowd
the one
can
that everyone's
get, yeah,
with.
The crowd can get a bit restless afterwards and they can drift off.
Yeah.
All right? Now, this lovely, they went...
What, sorry, what was that?
This lovely.
I thought you sneezed.
Choking. And this hoply.
Nisloppy.
Nisloppy.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fucking pizza. And they came on stage and did this first. I thought, fuck, a one song set. But it wasn't a one song set.
Oh.
And so they came on, sang this, and then they did about another 10 songs that nobody had heard of. And most of it was just this guy behind the microphone shouting angry things over a banjo guitar. It was really weird.
Yeah, that does sound pretty odd, yeah.
It was very strange.
Even the most hardcore of music yeah. fan would struggle to stay with that.
But yeah. when I heard that on Saturday, I thought, well, that's a cracking one-hit wonder.
Yeah, definitely.
And
oh, yeah.
so, you know, then, as you do, I started trying
thinking
of one-hit wonders. I came up with a couple. I thought, one-hit wonder, Andreas Johnson. Yeah.
Bringing me in, checking me out, making me glorious.
A cracking tune, but name another song by Andreas Johnson, like a massive hit like that.
He sung that song, no, hang on.
Can't do it, can you?
Oh, hang on, the one he did, no, I can't think, no, nothing.
Another one-hit wonder.
Ah.
The Knack, My Sharona.
Who's?
The Knack.
Oh, My Sharona, yeah.
So you get the idea.
Yeah, but didn't they have the other... No, they didn't either, no. You're right. Why? I don't know how that works. That is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you not think it's weird?
Well, some people just luck in one song and then that's it. Some people peak. Some people peak
too early.
And then, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
So all these people in tonight's quiz have peaked too early. They come too soon to the number one spot.
Or, they are the one-hit wonders.
You know, they are the one-hit wonders. So, are we ready for the quiz?
Always.
This is a quiz. Oh, a quiz for my mate Rob. We've got to get rid of these gremlins. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is
So, are we ready? All these are one-hit wonders. Once upon a time, they were hits, really well liked.
But you didn't have to cut me off. Make out like it never happened and that we were nothing. And I don't even need your love, but you treat me like a stranger and that feels so rough.
Oh. So any ideas?
No, but the last bit sounded very familiar. Oh, good grief. I'm not really sure where to go with this. I have to pass on the first one straight off.
Really?
I've got no instinct. I've got no... There's nothing jumping out. No names.
Is your brain all right tonight?
Why? Yeah, it feels okay.
Right.
Just, I'm just not... The line sounded familiar, but then...
I mean, she's going to have one
there. Yeah, sorry.
Ready?
I'm ready.
But you didn't have to cut me off. Make out like it never happened and that we were nothing. And I don't even need your love, but you treat me like a stranger and that feels so rough. No, you didn't have to stoop so low. Have your friends collect your records and then change your number. I guess that I don't need that though. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Goitier. One hit wonder all the way, right? Hasn't had a hit since. I know he had
nothing,
another really.
Nowhere near.
Can you remember the name
spotless.
Of it?
No,
exactly. One hit wonder.
Someone once said to me that he sounds incredibly like Sting.
Yeah. All right.
And that sort of ruined it for me after that.
Yeah, don't like Sting.
Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with Sting. No. Right. Just it. You know, you sometimes once you've heard something or you've seen something, you can't unhear it or unsee it.
Quite, yeah. Just copying Sting. Why? Running out of music.
Artifact
all
number
comes
four.
Back around.
Artifact number 417.
You say that we've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care.
What are you saying?
Common ground between us. Oh, flipping heck. I know this one. There's no common ground between us. Oh, that's so annoying. Oh. There's nothing in common. The common ground. Oh, I quite like this song. Whatever it is, I just don't know what it is. It's common ground. I kind of feel like it's a 90s Brit pop sound, but I'm probably way. I've got this kind of blur.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna get it.
You say that we've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from. And we're falling apart.
Voiceover man is back this week.
Oh, mate, on it.
You'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care.
I think do something at breakfast at Tiffany's, won't you?
This is a great morning song.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a real good...
Because it's got the word breakfast in it.
No, well, probably, yeah.
Good morning.
Call me by my name or call me by my number. You put me through it, I'll still be doing it the way I do it. And yet, you try to make me forget who I really am. Don't tell me I know best. I'm not the same as all the rest.
So what are you saying?
Oh, bugger it, heck. I am not finding this easy at all.
Rubbish tonight. I put so much into this.
I know, but it's just
like...
I'm trying to think of someone who was big once. you know, there's a long list of one hit wonders as well.
Yeah.
It's a pretty.
Did you listen to the lyrics? Are you just thinking of people who were big ones?
The lyrics didn't give me anything. The lyrics didn't give anything to me at that point.
So, why are we delaying? Let's just give you a while out because you don't know.
I don't know.
Call me. Call me by my name or. Call me by my number. You put me through it. I'll still be doing it the way I do it.
Who did you say it was?
Shut up.
Who did you say it was?
It's on stream.
Who did you say? Come on. You mouthed something to me, man.
I mouthed Rasmus.
The Rasmus?
Yeah.
No, definitely not the Rasmus.
And yet, you try to make me forget who I really am. Don't tell me I know best. I'm not the same as all the rest.
Not the Rasmus. Bloody Chesney Hawks.
I am the one and only. Nobody I'd rather be. I am the one and only. You can't take that away from me.
Apologies for my mate Rob tonight.
Yeah, he's a bit rubbish tonight. No, but honestly, I want to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there. I think the guy who sings in the Rasmus sounds very much...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he sounds like fucking Sting. And he sounds like Elton John. Fucking, or tying them all up tonight. All of them. Like,
Destination unknown. As we pull in for some gas, a freshly pasted poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lions, next monkey. Pele speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky.
Oh, come on, mate. I thought you were going to get that one. It's one of the best one-hit wonders of all time.
Ah, destination unknown. No. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You git.
Destination unknown. As we pull in for some gas, a freshly pasted poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lions, next monkey. Pele speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Oh, really? Really?
Question number four.
Okay.
Right. Oh. Act like nothing happened, Rob. Question number five.
I was going to say.
Go on and close the curtains, because all we need is candlelight. You and me and a bottle of wine. Going to hold you tonight. Well, we know, I'm going away. And how I wish it weren't so. So take this wine, and drink with me. Let's delay our misery.
What are we saying?
Problem is, I can hear the tune in my head. Because some of the lyrics, I don't know. I don't know. I know I've done crap again, a second week running. But I don't know the answer.
You're all right, though.
I'm all right. I'm fine. I just don't... Shut up. I can't help it.
Go on and close the curtains. Because all we need is candlelight. You and me. And a bottle of wine. Going to hold you tonight. Well, we know. I'm going away. And how I wish. I wish it weren't so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery.
Say tonight. like the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Stay tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a light on the fire.
Well, commiserations, Rob. I did try this week.
Yeah, well, you always try. The thing is, the quiz is always good.
I tell you. I know there's a couple of people who listen to the podcast who play in competition to you, mate.
I know.
They'll be loving it this week.
Well, I know. They're probably sitting there listening to this now thinking, Jelly, you're rubbish. And even if they might have only get one and they will still win.
Yeah.
Well, unbelievable behaviour.
It's not the winning that matters.
No, it's the taking part.
That's absolute bullshit. It's all about the winning.
Of course it is.
Ballads, a quiz for my makeup. That was, a quiz for my makeup. That was, a quiz for my makeup. That was a quiz for my makeup.
I turn it up on weekends. Boss, I toast to your real friend. Tell me why you're drinking, girl.
Jamie XX, and I know there's going to be brackets, good times. A lot of people bracket songs, don't they?
Yeah.
Brackets, good times.
Is that Jamie from
XX?
XX.
Off the XX.
Jamie from the XX.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Good.
He's going to release upcoming solo debut in colour soon.
Nice. That's very cool. I like that a lot. That's very, very cool.
All right.
And of course, obviously, not hearing the full version, you can go and check it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, listen, I did pretty shocking at that quiz. Maybe I can redeem myself with a bit of a...
you're going to do better with the news.
Well, I'll certainly try to. Let's put it that way. So, here we go then with some news. Or, as we like to call it, not news.
Oh.
Lols, shizzle, and cakehole are among 6,500 new words added to the existing 250,000 in the latest Collins Scrabble word list. Yep, slang words used on social media in text and on the street, are now available to fans of the traditional word game seeking to outplay their opponents.
So you can now use the word shizzle.
You can now use the word obvs, which is obviously.
I hate that.
Lols with a Z. Not even with an S, with a Z.
It's all right typing it. I'm quite partial to a ha-ha rather than a lol.
Yeah.
But never say lol. Never. If you're going to laugh. Don't say lol.
No. If it is funny, if it's laugh out loud funny.
Yeah, if it's funny, oh, laugh out loud. You're going to be laughing out loud. It's not news. That's fucking stupid.
Of course it is. There's also denches on there as well. Which I didn't actually know what that meant, so I had to look it up. And apparently it means excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Dench!
Right now, the sight of a stuffed tiger lashed to the top of a car cruising around the US was enough to generate a 911 call from someone who apparently thought it was real. Now, just consider this for a few moments.
I like your news voice tonight, then.
Just consider that for a moment. You're driving along, you know, on your way wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Car. Approaching it, you know, overtaking it, whatever. You think, what's that on top of that? Is that a real tiger? No, why would you think it was a real tiger standing really still on the roof of a car moving down
not
a freeway?
Not moving its head or anything.
No, just totally frozen still.
Just a stuffed tiger on top of a car.
Yeah, just a stuffed tiger on top of a car. That is not news. It really isn't. Now, a vigil The sad news, this one. A vigil will be held for a cow that was shot dead by a police marksman after it escaped from a field.
Ah, oh, poor cow.
More than 6,000 people have liked a Facebook page titled RIP The Wall's End Cow after the beast was shot in North Tyneside. I can't read anymore. This is ridiculous.
Should we take a moment of silence?
I think we should take a moment, yeah.
RIP cow.
You will be missed. Anyway,
but it's not news.
No, absolutely not. I've got two more for you, okay? Britain's first motorway fishmonger has opened on the M5, allowing drivers to pick up fish to go.
Fish on the go.
The roadside. Fishmonger Francis Phillips is joined by a farm shop, old-fashioned butcher's patisserie and chocolatier at Gloucester Services in the southbound direction. It stocks only fish that have been sustainably caught in UK waters from small-scale British fishing boats landed in Cornwall.
My neck of the woods there.
It is a little bit, isn't it? Yeah. Customers are provided with ice and cool bags to ensure their purchases are kept fresh until the end of their journey.
Good news for people on the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise,
but not really news, no.
Not.
And hey, guess who we haven't guess who we haven't spoken about on this podcast for quite some time now. You know who I mean. Come on, stop being coy with me.
I do. What's he been doing?
Well, it's not what he's been doing. It's what Eurovision winner from last year, Conchita Wurst,
the lady with the beard,
would like to do with Putin.
Oh, not like
Putin? Wait,
she wanted a bit of Putin.
She would like to hang out with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The bearded Austrian crossdresser said she would love to spend at least a week with him.
Of course she would.
Because she wants. Because she wants to understand what it means to be President Putin, who has clamped down heavily on gay rights in Russia, making public displays of homosexuality. Blah, 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 blah. Right. Anyway, Wurst's participation last year in the Eurovision Song Contest was widely criticised by thousands of Russians.
Yeah.
So this is quite an unorthodox move.
Russia got picked on, didn't they, Saturday night?
They did.
You know, deservedly so.
Indeed,
you know, because even though we kind of laugh at the humorous antics of Vladimir
Putin. Of our favourite Vladimir.
He is an actual fucking bastard, isn't he, to be honest?
Oh,
I mean, you're a Kremlin bastard. We're probably going to get fucked off now. Drive-by power. You're a Kremlin bastard.
Vladimir.
He's not a great man, is he?
Well, I mean, he's man of the year, but only because he rescues tigers, flies jet planes, does taekwondo, and rides horseback topless.
Judges the competition himself.
Yeah, he started the competition, yeah. So anyway, you can find all that about in an old podcast. So.
Anyway, Conchita. Did you hear? He don't like the fucking gays. Stay away from it.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't bother.
Don't go nowhere near Russia, Conchita.
You're more than welcome to come.
Conchita?
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind a lady with a beard. Putin, on the other hand, you know,
probably find
like,
that slightly confusing. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
That's the news or not news of the week.
Are we ready for this week's show and tell?
Show and tell.
I missed it.
What do you mean you missed? How did you miss it?
I missed the beginning of it.
Do you want to try again?
I shouldn't. No.
Don't go and do it again.
No, it's all right.
No, I'm not going to count. Do it now. Come on.
Show and tell. Done. Right. The past few weeks, we've been discussing that we're running out of music and been trying to find ways to kind of, you know, help.
Solve the problem.
Yeah, solve the problem. Of, you know, so that we don't run out of bloody music in the future, because it'd be disastrous, because we all like a little bit of music.
We love a bit of music.
All right, we love a little bit of music. So, last week... We had Tuneful Farts.
We did.
Right? This week, it's a little bit more sophisticated than a fart.
Okay.
Not much more, Rob.
Not much.
But a little bit more.
I wouldn't expect it to be too highbrow.
But I'm not going to explain. I'm going to let the lady, Kathy Dootz, explain what this week's musical remedy is. I think we should call it a musical remedy.
Okay.
Yeah, musical remedy.
Yeah, okay.
Musical remedy. Good work. Right.
Hello. I would like to play for you a little tune. I'm not going to be using any traditional instrument. And no, I'm not going to be playing my cat. But close.
So, what do you reckon she's playing, Rob? She isn't going to be playing a traditional instrument. She's not going to be playing a cat.
But it's close.
So what is she going to be making music with today?
Dog?
Could be a dog. You say dog.
I don't see the reason to bring up...
Not a dog.
I don't see the reason of bringing up an animal.
You've got two more guesses. What do you reckon?
Unless it was an animal.
Right.
So cats, dogs, mouse, a mouse.
Think outside the box though, Rob.
Outside the box, okay.
Not a cat, but close.
Oh, a micro scooter.
Not a micro scooter. No.
I am not very musically inclined, but my son discovered that if you take an empty cat food can and drop it on the floor, that it makes a musical note. But I took it a step further.
So Kathy's son has discovered that an empty cat food tin dropped on the floor makes a musical note.
Right. How old is Kathy's son?
I don't know how old Kathy's son is.
4 years old?
But
Kathy's
in her 50s. And let's just say this. Check it out on YouTube. She loves this.
She really loves
this. She really likes doing this. So, you want to hear some musical...
Well, I'm already thinking this sounds a little bit like the kind of the steel pan drum. That's the immediate impression I get from this.
Well, I've got a few tunes that she's played, so... You know, see if you can guess.
Okay.
Right? Did bad in the quiz. See if you can redeem yourself. Redeem yourself.
I doubt it.
Redeem yourself. That's fucking ridiculous.
As she seeks psychological help, because I think
she's talented. What was it?
No, she's not.
What was that song? What was the song? What was the song?
Oh, it's shut up.
Ferro Shaka,
Dormez-vous.
So
slightly flat Dormez-vous, but there we go.
All right, you got that one wrong.
You got that one right.
Sorry, he was just out of habit tonight. Well done.
Thank you.
It's just floating around that button. Right.
It's because that button hasn't been used yet. It's still a bit stiff.
Let's see if we get this one.
And now, something special for you on your special day.
Something special for you, Rob.
I can't see this.
Right.
Okay, I have not seen this at this moment in time. No. But all I can imagine
is even better.
I can see in my head this woman with a whole like table full of cans and she's lobbing them at the floor.
With the cat behind her looking at her like, what the fuck are you doing? Right. So what was it? What was Kathy playing? What was she playing?
Rob. Happy birthday.
Correct. It was happy birthday. You are redeeming yourself. Right. All right.
Oh, is there any more?
Not only does she do birthdays.
Are you crying?
She does Christmas as well.
Ha ha!
Hey. So there you go. Merry Christmas. What was that?
I don't think... I don't think my mind can...
Jingle bells. Yeah, well done. Right.
Oh, God.
Right. And if you want, we have got one more. But... seriously.
My face hurts.
I don't even know what this one is.
Let's have it then. Come on in. Right. Oh,
right.
Play along at home.
Brace yourself. Not a clue, right? She's going mad. Freestyle from Kathy on this one. I don't even know what it is.
Contemporary jazz, maybe.
The other one you kind of hear. But then I thought.
That's what
right, it really sounds like a track from a few years ago by a band called Green Jelly. And they did a track called Three Little Pigs. And it sounds like the riff in that. Go listen. On. That's what I heard anyway, so... I like Kathy.
I love Kathy's enthusiasm. So, I wish Kathy's enthusiasm could be bottled and given to some other humans. I think she has more enthusiasm in her body than it can cope with, and that's why she's resorted to throwing cat food tins at the floor.
Yeah.
Do we know what that last one was? Does it even say?
Not a clue.
Right, at WCWSWP, if you're listening to this thinking to yourself, Rob, that's easy.
Because I don't think it is Green Jelly.
Hang on, let me try and Shazam it. Let me see if Shazam works anything. Right, hang on. Right, Shazam's on. Go. Shazam doesn't know either.
No one knows.
No one knows. The mystery of the podcast, then.
Right, so that was this week's show and tell. Thank you, Kathy.
Show and tell. It was told.
And
it was certainly shown. It was a good show. Great. I love that a lot. That's Kathy. Oh, my face actually hurts.
So there you go, that's it. Another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening once again, wherever you get your download, whether it be iTunes, whether it be on Stitcher for your Android, or indeed on Audio Boom. Got a shout out, Audio Boom.
Audio
Boom!
Yeah, that little.
You can find all the links always on the Twitter at WCWSWP, also on Facebook at the same name.
Yeah, well, you'll actually see a picture of me doing my pre-podcast warm-up this week.
Yeah, it's a picture of my boys terrorising Rob. I'm not the only one who can bully Rob.
Yeah.
My boys also do.
If you listen to this podcast and think to yourself, you know what, Brian's quite mean to Rob.
But always remember,
it's in the family.
I love him, so I can be mean to him.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. So what are you up to this week? Anything exciting? Anything to end the month with?
Not really. We're going to hang out on Saturday. I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, man.
You've managed to fit me in your busy May, which I appreciate. Anyway,
right, the challenge. That.
Running out of time. It's now time for this week's lullaby bye.
And who's it by?
Have the guess, all right?
Okay. Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.